Terry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are very pleased to be here this evening. Have a very interesting show. I've got two guests for you. First, we're going to start off with Anthony Sanchez, the author of UFO Highway, who has some breaking news, and we're going to go into that for about 15 minutes. And then we will take the rest of the show with Mike Sparks, who has come on in the past, and I've actually done a James Bond is Real, a live stream event in the past, back in 2011, but he's going to be updating us with some new research he's been doing, and all about Ian Fleming, high technology, and the Illuminati, etc. In fact, we're going to cover the real Titanic as well. So that should be a fascinating show. So let's see. Before I get started, I want to make sure that people know that yesterday I did a live stream event that is free, and it's available on the Project Camelot live stream channel. In fact, if you go to the front page of Project Camelot, on the right-hand side, you'll see a picture that announces Richard Gabriel and his research on the Giza Plateau with his partner Judith Elter, and some new revelations on this particular underground area called NC2, cave paintings and that sort of thing, going back quite possibly to before the time of Atlantis. So there's some fascinating investigations being done there. Encourage you to listen to that live stream program. We are going to be doing constant live stream programs as going further into 2012 here, and I encourage everyone to pay attention to my blog for updates. We've got lots of whistleblowers coming on behind the scenes, giving me information on a daily basis. If you want to know what that information is, you need to follow my blog. And on top of that, there is a Camelot newsletter that goes out periodically, and it can alert you to various things going on at Camelot. So you can register for that. There's a link on the blog. Very easy. Just put in your name, and basically that's the deal. So Anthony Sanchez, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, no problem. This is a pleasure, and I know that you've been involved in all sorts of stuff. We've been in periodic contact, and you are following a very fascinating trail. I know you have some cutting-edge information that you released today, which we want to talk about, but there's also the death of a good friend of yours that we want to get into some details on that.
Yeah, Drew Ryan Maras was a ufologist who I had befriended in 2010 on Facebook, and I had corresponded with him probably about a half dozen times with respect to some of the research that I was doing on 2012. He had released a book called Open Your Eyes to 2012 and Beyond, and he had a lot of information in there. He did a lot of data synthesis of many of the existing researchers that are out there, you know, doing his own cross correlations of data, and his book is quite an interesting book. He did several podcasts that I know of, and I have them actually listed at my site. But I just find it strange that just as he was hitting on what I would deem as success in the ufology circle, he just supposedly out of nowhere, out of the blue, goes crazy and supposedly murders this elderly couple, and then guns down a Maricopa County sheriff's deputy over the past weekend. I just find it incredulous at this point. There's a lot of data that's coming out because the story that we are receiving from the mass media, such as ABC 15 out of Phoenix and several other, you know, like the Los Angeles Times and several other, you know, media outlets, they're painting him as the end of the world fanatic, someone who is obsessed with the world coming to an end in 2012, which is not the case. They obviously have not read his book. This picture that's being painted of him is utterly, you know, ridiculous. And David Weatherly of Two Crows Paranormal and I are working together on trying to piece together the truth behind what happened here. David Weatherly is actually there in Sedona, in Phoenix. He's right there in the heart of where all of this occurred, and we have some interesting information that we've already uncovered, like some discrepancies with regard to the vehicle that was seen when the elderly couple was murdered. The people that were there said that they saw a half-ton pickup. No one reported a minivan, which is the actual vehicle that Drew owned. Actually, it was owned by his father, and he was borrowing it. There's another piece of information that's coming out of the media that's confusing. In one interview, his father says that his son was traveling across the country in his van, you know, with his pit bull mix dog. It was his companion. But later in another interview, they're saying that he had been holding down a regular job there in the Phoenix area, a part-time job with the Parks and Recreation Department. So you have two conflicting stories. Again, you have two conflicting vehicles. Then you have the media who is painting a very, very negative picture of Drew. And we don't know the whole story, but we're not getting a clear picture. So that's why David Weatherly from Two Crows Paranormal, who's there in Arizona at the moment, is trying to gather as much information as he can. And I've located several people there in Arizona who knew him up to a week ago, Mr. Maras. So we're trying to get that information out there. I think that there's something else happening behind the death of Drew Ryan Maras. One of the other things that was puzzling is that one of the individuals that he had murdered was a 63-year-old woman from New Hampshire who was, you know, known to be a shaman on a spiritual quest. She was a healer. She had lots of friends. This is the type of person that Drew associated himself with. I don't see why, you know, Drew would have murdered these two individuals. There's nothing making sense about this story at the moment. That's why we've decided to take upon ourselves this independent investigation and try to get to the truth of the matter.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, I wish we could go more into this. I don't understand what is going on here either. It sounds like a Manchurian Candidate kind of a situation. He's an ex-Marine, as you said.
Yep.
So he would be set up for that kind of thing. It's difficult because you were in a relationship that was long distance, having never met him in person, right?
That's right. I never met Drew in person. However, he and I were friends since December of 2010 on Facebook. And there was this correspondence with respect. As a matter of fact, when his book first came out, I bought it. I actually own his book, Open Your Eyes to 2012 and Beyond.
Have you read it, Anthony? Because, I mean, it doesn't even make sense that a person who is looking into 2012, maybe I'm cliched here, but would be a murderer. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Drew was not a violent person. He had no criminal past, although ABC was trying to make it appear as if he had a criminal past. I mean, all he did was, I mean, when he was in college, I guess him and some friends, you know, stole a beer keg from an adjoining party. But, I mean, that was in college.
He was caught.
Yeah, exactly. He was caught driving with a...
Hello?
That was completely dismissed. He has no criminal past. He was honorably discharged from the military. As a matter of fact, he was still serving as a reservist. So his book covered black ops, ancient aliens, UFO disclosure, and he discussed, many things in his book. As a matter of fact, I have both his PDF version of his book and I have the printed version of the book. I went back today to look to see if there was anything in the Black Ops, you know, if he had mentioned anything with regards to Black Ops or disclosure with respect to 2012 or the military-industrial complex that could put him in danger. And to be honest with you, Carrie, all Drew was doing, you know, in addition to, you know, giving his opinion on what was possibly going to occur in 2012, was synthesizing data that already existed and trying to clean it up so that, you know, the average person who's not an expert in either exopolitics or ufology can make heads or tails of it. So I'm just not buying the stories that, oh, he was in debt, you know, that he owed $15,000 to the IRS. Well, look, for a person that owed $15,000 to the IRS who had no assets, there were lots of options for him. He did not have to, you know, do what they're saying he did. So I'm not buying it. Not yet.
It makes sense. I know people that owe that much money. That's actually not considered a lot of money nowadays.
Exactly.
And certainly not enough to make the average person sort of go out and kill a couple people.
here's another thing for you, Carrie. There are also conflicting reports on what type of weapon he used. Initially, they said he used a .22 caliber rifle. Then it was a .223 caliber hunting rifle. Then it turned into an AK-47. Then they downgraded it down to an AR-type, you know, .223 caliber, you know, replica rifle. We're not getting a clear picture here. There's so many different stories out there, so much information. That's why David Weatherly's out there right now. He's going to try and get in contact with some of the people that actually knew him in person. We actually have quite a few names of people out there already. And get to the truth of the matter. You know, from what I know, my personal experience talking with Drew, he seemed to be a very, very polite individual, very, very knowledgeable, and very, you know, intelligent with respect to what the subject matter was of his book, you know, 2012. Oh. And, you know, just the distracting.
Let me just interrupt you here a moment to say that I am currently in touch with various people behind the scenes who are coming out of the military. And I'm getting more and more information about people that are military, ex-military, and that sort of thing. It appears that they have been messed with, not just to the degree of a super soldier like Duncan O'Finian. And by the way, I urge you to get in touch with Duncan O'Finian to have him analyze this. He's quite a good psychic, and he has a great ability to tap into situations such as these and tell whether this guy was set up as a Manchurian candidate by taking a look at it remotely.
Absolutely.
So that would be very interesting. And there are others out there who can do the same thing. But I do want to say that what I'm finding out about, and I'm going to be doing an interview with someone about this very subject, whereas military people are being and have been used over the last 10, 20, even more years, and in all kinds of capacities of top secret, and they have been messed with in ways that we do not understand currently. They simply keep an eye on them after they're released, and then they can trigger them in a myriad of ways. So in that sense, they've got so many potential Manchurian candidates out there. Mm-hmm. It's really frightening. So I have to say that's what this is beginning to sound like. Mm-hmm. And it sounds a little too close to home, though.
It does.
We're dealing with him. And I don't know what you want to say exactly, Anthony. We've only got a couple more minutes, and then we really do need to go with Mike.
Got it.
Sparks.
Let me just conclude with this. Let me conclude with this. There is the possibility that he could have been suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. He maybe could have even had some level of depression, but still, I'm not buying it at this point. One last thing I do want to point out to everyone who's listening. My heart goes out to the family of the deputy. He had young children. He had a wife. My heart also goes out to the family of the couple from New Hampshire. There's so many people affected by all of this, but it's too soon to make judgments at this point. We need to look at the facts, do a little bit more investigating, and then come back with a definitive answer. That's all I have to say on the matter. My heart goes out to all those families. So thank you so much, Carrie, for having me this evening.
Well, actually, Anthony, just before you leave, I do want you to talk a little bit about what happened with this Facebook page, simply because, you know, just to protect yourself, might as well get it out in the general public here, what has transpired about that Facebook page going down.
Okay, so earlier this week, I had begun to do some cross-correlation of some new data on the Archuleta Mesa in Dulce. I have a person named Kirk from Taos. I can't give out his full name. And another researcher who I work with exclusively online who wants to remain absolutely anonymous. I have permission to give out the initial J. That's it. The information that they gave to me allowed me to construct a map of the Archuleta Mesa, an overlay showing epicenters of small-scale tremors between the years of 1966 and 1967, utilizing USGS data proving a heightened level of underground construction there at Dulce at that time. Incidentally, in 1967 is when Project Gasbug occurred. That was the underground nuclear detonation just southwest of the Dulce area in the Carson National Forest. When I posted this information at the Dulce Base Notes Facebook page, which has 5,000 followers, within minutes it was completely shut down. In fact, Facebook said it was deleted, it was gone. It was several hours before it finally came back online. I consulted with Norio Hayakawa on this. Everybody was shocked. Where did the site go? We are not 100% convinced that the parties representing the Facebook page are indeed the original parties. At this time, we're treating it with kid gloves. We're being very cautious. We're not buying it. I was, for the very first time in my career, literally scared that we had hit on something that had, you know, caused the shutdown of one of the most popular pages at Facebook, Dulce Base Notes.
Okay, now are you saying the page is back up now?
It just came back up within the last hour.
Okay.
But we are not convinced that it is the same individuals at this point. We're not convinced. The writing style has changed, and we're just not buying it.
Okay. And what about the stuff that you posted? Is that there still or gone?
The image that I posted showing the overlay of the centers we've removed because of our friend we have in common, his advice was to remove it. I removed it.
Okay, so at this time you're basically trying to protect yourself and your sources with this information, but I have to say that that's some very intelligent investigation that you've done there. And
I am going to be presenting that information in upcoming presentations that I'm going to be giving, and it will be placed in my book, Project Leonid, as an addendum in the back. I am going to make that information public. I'm going to share that with you beforehand, you in particular. Okay. But, yeah, thank you so much, Karen.
All right, Anthony, thank you. Thank you very much. And we will be doing an interview with Anthony in the near future on live stream to cover all of his research. Thanks. We'll be right back.
All right, thank you.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich c- They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Man, you know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
CrisAmerica.com reports gold prices rushed above $625 an ounce on bargain hunting in a weaker dollar today. Gold last traded at $1,632 an ounce, silver at $29.94. Well, I see the new Kansas City Fed president is worried about instability of the Fed policy, and author and futurist Lowell Ponte thinks we must put the golden handcuffs back on politicians. He was a guest on a Butler on Business radio show today. Lowell reminded Atlanta listeners that since Richard Nixon took the U.S. dollar off the gold standard, the cost of living is now 40 times higher than it was in 1971, and that's as measured in relation to the price of gold. This inflation deception is clearly seen in higher prices, although it's masked by higher income, says Ponte. Face it, warns Ponte, politicians will never stop going in debt. Perhaps the best we can do is slow them down. We should expect massive taxation and massive inflation. More at SwissAmerica.com or toll free at 800-289-2646.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
Practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And actually, we should be online with Mike Sparks. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. Are you there, Carrie?
I am here, live and in real time. Before I get started with you, I have another piece of breaking news. This is just the wildest thing, and I think you'll be interested to hear this as well.
Okay.
I'm actually going to share it off of my blog here. What it is a Camelot supporter just wrote this little vignette to me. So go to my blog page if you want to read it. But basically it was, periodically I take care of a baby relative of mine, not so much of a baby anymore, a toddler now and growing up fast. Last night we were sitting in the dark by the wood-burning stove enjoying the fire. Out of the blue she said, "The ocean is coming." She got up and went to the door and looked outside. She lives 50 miles inland at about 400 feet in San Diego County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to admit that that's pretty bizarre.
Out of the mouth of babes, thou hast perfected praise. What does that like?
Yep. Who knows what's going on there? Well, on the one hand, you know, you could also look at, what was it? Was it the event, or not the event, but Torchwood, or one of those TV shows where they kind of programmed kids, and
mm-hmm.
all the kids start chanting stuff going on? Or was that Fast Forward? I forget. Anyway,
well,
it was...
I was just thinking that children probably are more attuned to what's going on than the adults. As you get older, you put filters on your eyes and your ears and all that, so there's a chance that a child is going to see something before the adults do.
Oh, no doubt about it. That's why I'm putting it out there. The fact of the matter is it could go either way. They're easily influenced as well because they don't have the protective, gear set up necessarily. But on the one hand, it could be, truth out of the mouths of babes. And it certainly is an interesting situation when you've got a little child who lives in relative proximity to the ocean saying something like that out of the blue. It's quite eerie. And if you couple that with some information that I've been investigating about some in Ensenada in Baja, a group of scientists that supposedly met back in 2010 and were evacuating the area, being told that there would be a major cataclysm coming, epicentered in that area. And then I got new research today from Keith Hunter explaining how that can be explained in terms of, hyperdimensional physics and triangulation with ley lines and so on. That's on my blog, by the way. With that kind of a beginning, Mike, you're kind of off and running with Anthony on top of it. So if you have any reaction to what you've heard, go ahead and voice it in terms of Anthony's situation with this supposed possible sleeping Manchurian candidate who all of a sudden, wrote a book on 2012 and then suddenly went off and killed some people. It doesn't make sense. Nothing making sense there. This is an ex-military person, a Marine, who apparently was still part of the reserves. So I didn't know if you heard that whole thing. So
I did. I researched it.
Oh, really?
I'm in the same situation. I've been in his shoes before where you've left active duty and you're in the Marine Reserve. So I know what the baseline should be of what, normal behavior should be for a Marine Reservist. The only thing that I haven't done is write a book, while I was a Marine Reservist that would bring possible unwanted attention upon myself. So the thing that's bad is he doesn't seem like he's been surrounded by other people, which could give us an idea if he was approached by somebody and taken advantage of, where he takes, we'll say maybe a month, and he disappears for a month, and during that time he could have been mentally programmed to be a Manchurian candidate. It takes time. From what I have ascertained, it still takes time to do that.
Okay.
If the guy...
Yeah.
You still there, Karen?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Did you hear what I was saying? Did it work out?
Yeah, absolutely. We can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, so basically it takes time. Now, if this guy does not have a daily routine in his life, he doesn't have the protective cover of other people being around him and observing him. So without that, we can't say if he was or wasn't snatched by somebody and made into this scapegoat. Basically, if he was, living out of his van and everything like that, then he's vulnerable to being taken, just like a person who's on the street or a prostitute or something like that. They can be victimized. And what makes him possibly being targeted is drew attention to himself by writing the book. You don't want to write a book about something unless you're surrounded by a protective cast of characters, because there could be, attacks, ramifications from what you've said, unless you're writing like a children's novel or something. If you're writing something controversial, you need to have all your lines of defense set up so you don't just quote unquote disappear. So what I'm saying would be, like in the movie JFK, he asked the main character played by Kevin Costner, what would happen if someone knocked him off, and Mr. X, obviously Colonel Fletcher Prouty, said, there's too much light on you right now. So you've got to, if you're going to be a whistleblower, you've got to step into the light and blow your whistle as a protection for yourself. If you're going to blow a whistle and not be in the light and be anonymous, then you can get picked off. And that's what looks like happened here.
Well, Camelot would agree with you on that. That's basically our motto. The best place to hide is out in the open. So, Mike, you've got some very interesting research that you've been going down, and what I'd like you to do is, first of all, give some of your background for those that don't know you, that are listening to the show for the first time, and then we can also reference our live stream event that we did, and so on. But if you would give your background, and then we'll go into some of your new research.
Yes, I'm a military guy. I left high school, went straight into the Marine Reserves, was going to college, just like this guy, you know, that we're talking about now. And while that was happening, I switched over from the enlisted ranks to the officer ranks. So I was enlisted as a Marine infantryman and a combat engineer. So I know how to use weapons, you know, direct fire weapons like he was using here, and then combat engineering, you're using mechanical advantage explosives. So I have a pretty good background there. Went into the officer ranks, was an infantry officer in the Marines, switched over to the Army because I wanted to go to airborne school and couldn't have no opportunity in the Marines. So I had to switch, keep jumping because it was the 90s, you know, when money was tight. So I'm kind of a military reformer, futurist. So I'm trying to always expand what I know and what I can do so I can help. Because during my experience in the Marines, I almost froze to death one time because the gear was so crappy. So I've been a proactive person in the ranks, designing equipment. If you can't find it, you know, online, you know, at that time there was no online, but in a catalog or online, then you design it yourself. And if that doesn't work, you know, you draw a sketch and no one's going to make it. You make it yourself. So I'm kind of like a gear tinkerer. And along the way, as I've been doing this for about 30 years now, I've run into this realization that the reason why a lot of your ideas or any of our ideas are rejected has nothing to do with the fundamental worthiness of your ideas. It's because the war machine is a racket, and a bureaucracy doesn't want problems to be solved efficiently with the least cost. They want it to be the maximum cost. They want to keep problems in play. And they're snobs. They basically want an underclass of people in the military bureaucracy who are victimized. So what the American people haven't understood is that we do not have a great, excellent military. We have an above-average military. We have a bureaucracy that deliberately milks problems. And the American people have to realize there is a better way. You could have a profession where everyone is thinking and not just doing what the boss says. He says his, you know, the clothes are, you know, three-piece suit when he's actually naked. You've got to have a profession to have that efficiency. And right now we're going broke. You know, the American people should see that now, that after 10 years of Iraq and Afghanistan, they've been taken to the cleaners by this military occupational racket. For instance, I'll just give you a shorthand. Afghanistan, the solution there is you build a sensor security fence. Would it cost $1 billion? Yeah. But the cost for us to spread small numbers of American soldiers with rifles in their hands all over Afghanistan is $1 billion a year anyway. We've been there to Afghanistan 10 times in the last 10 years, actually more than that. Each time you send a brigade, you can consider it out of time that we sent somebody there. But you understand, we haven't been to Afghanistan for 10 years. We've been there 10 times at least. You know, we're always constantly sending new units in. And so that money for 1 year's, you know, worth of soldiers running around trying to kill rebels, we could have built this sensor security fence and sealed the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. That would have sealed the border from drugs. It would have sealed the border from many, you know, Islamic terrorists. Of course we didn't do that, because there's a form of military operation that's not efficient. It's deliberately racketeering the problem. So anyway, in all of this, I call this racket theory, that human beings really don't want to do the most efficient way of anything. There's a subtle temptation to create a parasitic relationship to problems. We don't really want as human beings to have these problems solved, because you put people out of work. But you got to have the courage as a professional to say, look, there's a better way. Initially, it will cost us more money. Initially, people might be out of work. But when we go from horse and buggy to trains, we're going to be better off in the long run. And, you know, and that's what leadership is all about. And so that's what I try to do in the military, is try to improve our efficiency, fight against the racketeering. So as a went along, I came across this person, Ian Fleming, and he wrote the James Bond novels. And as I was looking into the anti-gravity situation, whether it was true or not, I was reading Nick Cook's book, The Hunt for Zero Point. He says one group of people who probably know about whether the Germans, you know, perfected anti-gravity flying machines would be Ian Fleming's 30 assault unit. And I go, Ian Fleming's 30 assault unit? What the hell is that? I've never even heard of it here in the United States. And so that led me to realize that Ian Fleming wasn't just a paper pusher. Not only was he leader of this assault unit, which is an intelligence gathering military unit, he was actually a commando himself. He actually busted Martin Bormann out of Berlin in 1945 as a commando. And according to Greg Hallett, he diverted his mission at the last moment and flew Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun to Spain. So basically I went back to the James Bond books looking for clues, because here's a guy who's under the Official Secrets Act, death threat. He can't talk freely. And I found that he was talking to us all throughout his James Bond novels, giving us hints about the secret society that are really running the world, which he was a member of the Illuminati. And he was warning us about the Third Reich Nazis escaping to start the Fourth Reich, you know, here in the United States, South America, and even in Antarctica. I recommend people, if they want a book that's as clear as possible without, you know, Ian Fleming, you know, getting in trouble at the time, go read Moonraker. And you'll see that clear warning that we're making a huge mistake hiring these Nazis to help us supposedly fight the Cold War Russians. So anyway, what we're doing in this next book, I've written the first book called James Bond is Real, and it's called The Untold Story of the Political, Military, Technological Threats Ian Fleming Warned Us About. I'm already working on book two, and we had a conference, teleconference with you and Jim Mars and Jim Fetzer and Dr. Jim Zweikin and some other experts. We had your conference there a few months ago, and we were comparing notes, as we would probably never do. As authors, we're always too busy on our own projects. So that was interesting to bounce off our, you know, perspectives. And so the idea is that basically a group of people put the Nazis in power, and when they lost World War II militarily, they switched gears to this industrial corporate takeover of the world. And those clowns, I refer to them as the Rockefeller Illuminati. Now, a lot of people that do research in Illuminati focus on the Rothschild Illuminati in Europe, which is left-wing. They ignore the right-wing form of tyranny, the right-wing form of the New World Order, which is what we've been living in for the last 10 years. But you'll see a lot of researchers are always saying that, you know, when the New World comes in, we're going to be in some kind of socialist paradise. Not necessarily so. I mean, who says that they have to be saying, kumbaya, we're going to share everything? You can tyrannize people by telling them you've got to work 60 hours a week for minimum wage and go to wars and die as cannon fodder. These wars, of course, to steal more resources for the Illuminati and, of course, to keep you down, downtrodden, depopulate the world is one of their goals. So
right.
One of the things that you try to do is you try to look for clues about what they're going to do next.
That's exactly right. So, Mike, just to sort of focus this a little bit more on some of your more recent investigations. Do you want to talk, because you sent me, well, I guess was a bit of information. Oh, we're coming on a break. We'll have to come right back and go deeper into his new work. Thank you.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steadied above $1,600 on a weaker dollar as investors pondered economic data. Gold last traded at $1,609 an ounce. James Bullard, president of the St. Louis Fed, told Bloomberg last week the Fed was very close to its inflation target, reports Bill Fleckenstein at MSN Money. But Bill ponders, knowing the government is doing the calculating, what a complete joke the consumer price index is in capturing the true cost of living. Is there any doubt how this experiment will end? Do people really think that while the Fed has a printing press, the inflation rate has any chance of having a minus sign in front of it? Will the Eurozone crack up before the European Central Bank panic, or will the ECB panic first? We'll just have to see. But in the end, all roads lead to money printing, debased currencies, and inflation, writes Bill, until the printing press is taken away. More at SwissAmerica.com. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the paradigm shift Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine?
Gary Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And I just want to say before we continue with you, Mike, Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Great, and I'm glad to be able to hear you. All right, well, we'll give this another try. I'm not sure why we're having so much difficulty. Are you in a remote area?
Not really.
Okay. Well, so I'm glad you can hear me now. Basically, what I was trying to see if you could go into some of your new research. Do you want to start out maybe with the Titanic information, if that might be a good place to start, or if there's another area that you'd rather start, then go ahead and let me know.
I'm ready to start. Basically, I was leading you up to the point where George Carlin in the break was saying that the Illuminati own everything. Well, if they own everything, you're going to see their fingerprints. Now, most people are aware of the thing called revelation of the method, which is Mike Hoffman's idea that they'll drop little hints like in a movie. There'll be 911 shown, like in the movie The Peacemaker with George Clooney and Nicole Kidman. You'll see the dropping these little hints, right? But what about these topics that the media and popular culture will not mention or make a movie about it because they would make money off it? Lawrence is like the Germans coming up with anti-gravity research. Why don't someone make a movie about that? They would make a lot of money, right? So what I'm calling these things are taboo stealth indicators, TSIs. What a taboo stealth indicator is like when the Russians say they can see a stealth airplane, it's because the plane, as it's flying through the sky, leaves a wake of where the electromagnetic radiation can't reach it. So what we're looking for is a clue from the Illuminati of what they're going to do because of the certain topics that they refuse to talk about. You understand? So it's an omission. Now, a TSI would not be something like Shirley Temple as a Nazi spy or Julie Andrews as a Muslim terrorist because, you know, you could just make up anything and say, well, why didn't they make a movie about Julie Andrews as a terrorist? Because, you know, it's open-ended. No, no. A TSI is something that is deliberately being avoided, but that topic has substantial evidence that it exists or is possible. For instance, if you go online and you ask anyone, what do you think's going on in the world of this disclosure thing? Did the aliens cut a deal with the human beings? And there'll be thousands of web pages saying in 1950s, Eisenhower was supposedly playing golf at Palm Springs, and suddenly he was taken away, and he was actually told, you know, about it, or he actually met this so-called ET, and he had a heart attack. I mean, that is so into the lore of, you know, the ufology that, you know, you got to say, well, then how can they avoid it, right? How can they avoid stuff, such stuff? Because maybe it's too close to home. You see what I'm getting at? So the TSIs are these topics that are taboo. So we're looking for the stealthiness of it, the fact that they're refusing to talk about these topics as another way of trying to see what they're up to. TSIs are like a stealth indicator, but it's a taboo subject. They're not talking about it.
Right. What I love is when you started talking, at least on the email, you were talking about the Soviet invasion of America. I thought that was a hoot because you were referencing this old movie or a couple old movies that were getting into that. And do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because it's pretty wild.
Basically, in the 1950s, everyone knows there was a Red Scare, but most of us don't watch these old movies. So we see the more recent movie, 1982, Red Dawn. You know, John Milius, a very good writer, producer, director, he made the movie Red Dawn, starring Patrick Swayze and a lot of young actors and actresses that we all recognize them now. And so, you know, what happened was he showed Russian paratroopers coming out of airplanes that were looking like airliners. So all of a sudden these kids in school see these Russian paratroopers landing in their school. And so people think, no, that's not possible and everything like that. Well, as you know, I'm a military technologist. I went back to the reality, and the fact is that the Soviets and the Russians today have different parachutes than we have. You know, I want to see us have better parachutes than the U.S. military. And the Russian parachutes, when you exit the airplane, don't dangle this deployment bag. You know, we jump with a static line, yes, and then we dangle this bag that holds it's called the deployment bag. It holds your parachute. Well, the Russians don't do that. When they jump out of their airplanes, their static line just opens a little drogue chute, a little pilot chute, and then they exit cleanly from the airplane. So the fact of the matter is the Russians can jump at 300 miles an hour from just any old door opening you've got. In fact, they can even jump in front of the jet plane's engines. So John Milius is correct. He isn't, you know, making this stuff up when he makes this movie. But when in terms of, you know, a stealth indicator. It's not a stealth indicator. It shows that the powers that be tolerated this movie coming out in 1982 because it would rev up the Reagan, you know, military rearmament. But then when you do a little more research, you find that his movie has, you know, antecedents. In 1952, there was a movie called Invasion USA, and you can see it on Internet Movie Database, a little trailer of it. with Phyllis Coates from the Superman in it, and it shows Russian paratroops dropping straight on the Washington, D.C. You know, it's quite amazing that they're just blatantly saying, look, you got to fear these guys. Now, of course, what we know from what really did happen in World War II, it looks like that the Fourth Reich set up the Cold War to drain resources between the West and the East fighting each other. And while that happened, of course, we'd leave them alone. Now, Joseph Farrell has done the most groundbreaking work on that. Jim Mars also with the rise of the Fourth Reich, that there really is a third power. It's not just East versus West. There's this Fourth Reich that's out there. Unfortunately, it looks like the Fourth Reich has taken over our country. Sad to say, the United States of America is like a Fourth Reich right now, where fascism is running our country. We worship people in uniform. We worship the idea of killing people. You know, if the corporate powers say this guy's a threat or this nation's a threat, we just go unquestioningly into war. The World War II generation wouldn't have done that. They would have said, look, 9/11, we ain't doing anything until there's a proper investigation. We want the NTSB involved. We want to find out what this residue on these buildings, the whole nine yards. That never happened. But when you know what the Illuminati's goals are, they have four main goals. Their one goal is to enrich themselves.
Okay, Mike, you may not hear it, but we've got music coming on here. We're going to have to go to break, and we'll be right back, and you can outline those goals for us.
Just give it some truth now. I've had it.
Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. and the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rushed above $625 an ounce on bargain hunting in a weaker dollar today. Gold last traded at $1,632 an ounce, silver at $29.94. Well, I see the new Kansas City Fed president is worried about instability of the Fed policy, and author and futurist Lowell Ponte thinks we must put the golden handcuffs back on politicians. He was a guest on a Butler on Business radio show today. Lowell reminded Atlanta listeners that since Richard Nixon took the U.S. dollar off the gold standard, the cost of living is now 40 times higher than it was in 1971, and that's as measured in relation to the price of gold. This inflation deception is clearly seen in higher prices, although it's masked by higher income, says Ponte. Face it, warns Ponte, politicians will never stop going in debt. Perhaps the best we can do is slow them down. We should expect massive taxation and massive inflation. More at SwissAmerica.com or toll free at 800-289-2646.
This is a point I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving this system while not actually instigating it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, okay? Put it in the wardrobe. Where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform. Where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state. And that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable. While you give your soul away, while you give your mind away, while you give your morals and decency away, advancing this fascist dictatorship, you will be okay with the fascists that you're serving. But your children and your grandchildren have to live in the world you are creating. And one day you're going to have to understand that, and I don't envy you that moment, because it's going to be horrific when it dawns upon you the world that you've actually created. The people in uniform and the dark suits that administer the system while not being the originators of it, they have to start breaking ranks, okay? Get some backbone, open your mind, look at what's going on, and get some freaking backbone before you administer and impose and enforce a world that will be grotesque for your children and grandchildren. In fact, not even that, for yourself.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Our hero claims a warrior's heart. I tell you, the dragonborn comes with a voice wielding power of the ancient Lord Heart. Believe, the dragonborn comes. It's the name.
Okay, this is Eric Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And sorry for the technical difficulties that we seem to be having this evening. Just wanted to let everyone know that I have put another chat link up there. We've got more than one chat room going, and apparently one of them is not working so well. So I've got another chat link. Hopefully, if you refresh your front page, projectcamelotportal.com, and you click on the chat link, you should get to the to what is the current chat area where people are chatting and is working better than the other one that we did have. And I am asking people to put into caps their questions for Mike as we go along here. And we also have a call-in number for anyone who wants to call in just in case. And let me see if I can get that for you in just a moment. Meanwhile, Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Great, and I'm glad to be able to hear you. So at this moment, the chat, like if you want to call in and ask questions at some point during the show, it's 218-339-8525, and that would be fine. I think it's also posted on the AmericanFreedomRadio.com website if you happen to be listening live there. So, Mike, we were about to talk about what you think the Illuminati agenda, so-called, is. And so why don't you just go ahead and rattle that off and
right.
Move on here.
I think the main goals are, one, make themselves rich and impoverish us. Two, destroy the empowered individual. Three, depopulate the planet by 6 billion people. Four, get everyone that remain living their way. So those are the main four goals from what I can ascertain. You need to keep them in mind because people will say, well, I can understand goal number one. They want to be greedy. You know, they want to get more money than they even have. But then they say, well, why can't they just leave us alone? Well, the other goals explain that. They can't just live and let live because the very existence of people who are not type A personality, ambition-driven, selfish, Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, would be dictator types, reminds them of common decency, you know, in a Frank Capra, It's a Wonderful Life kind of way. They're out to destroy the George Baileys of the world, which is goal number two. Get rid of the empowered individual who can, you know, fight City Hall. But these people are fighting them every step of the way, so they're defensively doing this like a Jimmy Stewart, you know, in their hometowns. But there's some of us that are going on offense. We're like the moral James Bonds out there. We're trying to find out what the Illuminati plans are, and we're going to try to spoil them. Now, a lot of their plans work because of the effect of surprise. Oh, wow, these aliens showed up. We didn't expect that happening. Well, that's why we're blowing the whistle on it. I don't think there's a problem when people say doomsday is here, and it's going to be this way and that way. You can say, well, you know, egg in their face, their prediction didn't get true, you know, but I also think the other way tactically, that they ruined any potential for surprise happening because you got all these people saying doomsday, 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 this way, and that way. That's a good thing. As long as there's people out there saying, look, they could masquerade as ETs, they could pretend like they're Mitraya or some clown like that. As long as people are out there spoiling the surprise effect, there's a good chance that they'll not enact their plans because they will not be a surprise. You see what I'm getting at? And if we had done our homework better, 9/11 wouldn't have surprised us. I mean, there are plenty of warning signs about, you know, planes diving into buildings. You got Tom Clancy, for crying out loud, in one of his novels having a 747 ram the Capitol building. So, you know, all of these red flags should have gone up as soon as 9/11 happened. But I'm just dead set we're not going to have this happen again, damn it. We're going to be ready this next time, and they ain't going to surprise us. So I've written this book, James Bond is Real. You can order it by going to jamesbondisforreal.com and read what I've ascertained, and that's my mark on the wall. So, no, they're not going to get away with the next, you know, what I call a metaphysical 9/11. And what I'm presenting to people today is brand new. It's for the next book. The TSI concept is for people to go out there, and the readers can help us and the listeners can help us here. I'm going to read some of these topics, and maybe they can answer my questions.
Okay, and thank you for that, Mike. What I'd like you to do, though, is talk a little bit about Ian Fleming and the fact that there is sort of a misconception out there as to who he really was. For the people that have not taken part in our James Bond is Real,
right.
They're not going to actually know that or understand that unless they've probably read your book. So actually key to this whole, to everything you do, is the background on who Ian Fleming really was. So why don't you go down that road for a bit?
Yeah, the one that's out there is a disinformation, disparaging story that he was a drunk. He spent all his time lounging around in his beach summer home in Jamaica. Well, that is a lie. I found out the truth is that Ian Fleming worked for MI6, Military Intelligence for Britain, Secret Intelligence Service, SIS, before World War II, because they own Reuters News Service. They still do. Reuters News Service is MI6. So when Ian Fleming goes to Russia to cover the trial of the Vickers engineers for Reuters, he's working for MI6. And after that, he went and worked as a banker for a while, and then World War II started, and he worked for Naval Intelligence Division as the second-in-command under Admiral Godfrey. So he's the second-highest guy in British Naval Intelligence during World War II. And he did missions. He wasn't just a paper pusher. He started the 30 Assault Unit, Intelligence Gathering Unit, and he busted Martin Bormann out and possibly even Hitler and Eva Braun to Spain. That's what led to his excessive drinking after the war, because the last mission was dropped on him at the last minute. They didn't tell him, hey, you're going to go to Berlin and get, you know, Adolf Hitler out. The mission originally was him to go to get Martin Bormann out in return for the loot. Some of the loot would come back to England to help rebuild the country. So he tolerated that. But if he was diverted from his mission at the last second to go get Hitler and Braun to Spain, that would make anyone possibly go to drink. But the thing is that after the war, he was still in the Naval Reserves, at least till 1951, and he worked for Kemsley Newspapers as their foreign office director. That means he's running a spy network for a newspaper, and he's doing this 9 months of the year. In fact, I went back to my notes, and he only went back to Jamaica to write James Bond novels, you know, for 8 weeks a year. So for the rest of the time, Ian Fleming is a workaholic. This nonsense that he was just a drunk and a womanizer is stuff that's being put out there as disinformation to lead people to not take him seriously, and it's a lie. It really infuriates me, actually. Now, when he wrote the first novel, Casino Royale, that was a homework assignment for the Information Research Division of MI6. In other words, they said, we're having some problem here with the Cambridge 5 spy scandal. You know, we've had these people defect. We're not looking so good. What can you do to help make us look better? He said, well, I'll make up a mythical story of a James Bond secret agent. And he did it drawing on his own personal experiences. Another thing that infuriates me is to read all these people say, well, this guy or that guy inspired Ian Fleming to write about James Bond. Implied in that is an insult to him. That's bogus. Ian Fleming was James Bond. He could have easily wrote about a British naval intelligence guy, you know, as his main feature. In other words, he's in British naval intelligence, he's a naval reservist, and he never even is a member of MI6. Now, why would he do that? Why would he write about MI6 if he's not a member of MI6? Ian Fleming worked for MI6 until he died. So Ian Fleming is James Bond. And if you read the novels, you'll say, that's Ian Fleming. You know, the only aspect of Ian Fleming's James Bond that Ian Fleming probably wasn't a part of is he didn't go around killing people. But that was part of the exaggeration, just like with the women and the drinking and all romance. You know, he's just spicing it up. Right. The real spies don't go around killing people.
Yeah, and I think that's very valuable, that sort of window in on what was really going on, who Ian Fleming was, what kind of man he really was. And there's no doubt that he was disclosing in the form of fiction. Now, as far as some of the things he disclosed, high technology basically before it was even known in the sort of public sector. And there were many inventions that he was basically kind of blowing the whistle on, wouldn't you say?
Yes, underground bases and then flying saucers. If you look at the name Disco Volante, the yacht that Emilio Yargo is operating in Thunderball, he's saying flying saucer. He's telling you that, you know, Spectre, which is the Nazis, have flying saucers. So he's doing it in a way that it's, you know, not going to get him knocked off or in trouble with the Official Secrets Act. And Ian Fleming also has a supernatural aspect, is that he was a member of the Illuminati. As part of a rich family, he went to these Illuminati gatherings. He knew people like Aleister Crowley. And so when he wrote Casino Royale, it's been said, and this I think is a good rumor, that Aleister Crowley was the guy he had in mind for the main villain there. In Casino Royale. He was using Aleister Crowley as his inspiration. And a lot of people will know, but Aleister Crowley, we was used by Fleming to con the second-in-command of the Nazis, Rudolf Hess, to fly over to England and try to cut a deal, a peace treaty, with the alleged, you know, sympathetic Britons, which there really were sympathetic Britons, don't kid yourself, that wanted to cut a deal with Hitler's Nazis and just focus on Russia. But he conned,
well,
you know, Hess to coming over here.
It said that Winston Churchill was actually sympathetic.
Well, you know, there's a certain sympathy because, you know, totalitarian regimes are evil and you got to choose which one, you know, at a given time. You can't fight both. And for a while there, it was almost disastrous because Hitler and Stalin were together. And fortunately, they broke apart and Hitler attacked Russia. And so we then started backing Stalin. But, you know, if they were both united, we'd probably be speaking German right now. So sometimes you got to fight one bad guy at a time.
Well, if things continue at the rate they're going, I'm afraid that's exactly what the leftover Americans will be speaking, if you follow my drift there. So actually, if you want to progress along this timeline, so to speak, and you go fast forward into where we're at now, I know you were alluding in the email to the Titanic situation. How does that sort of factor in with the rest of the information that you deal with? How does that, you know, how does that, what sort of bullet point is that?
Well, you're looking for bullet point one, the greed factor, that the Federal Reserve had to be created in order to dominate the American monetary supply system. So when you're looking for racketeers, you're looking for events that don't add up. So you have the Titanic sinking. And the Astor family that were opposed to the Federal Reserve being formed got wiped out during that sinking. So it looks like that the Titanic was like 9/11. It was an event that was used to get rid of some bunch of people and also make a bunch of money. Because there's an excellent website and there's an excellent YouTube channel, you know, dedicated, Jimmy Titanic's the channel guy. And you go there, you'll see a multi-part series where he pretty much proves that the Titanic was actually another sister ship that got involved in an accident with a Royal Navy ship and was not repairable. No matter what happened, you couldn't fix it. So what they did is they switched the names of the Titanic and the Olympic, put the Astors on board, sent their guy who owed them, you know, it was a lousy skipper, this Captain Smith, and they sent him out there to the ice field. And he was told, don't worry about it. You're going to have this rescue ship there. No one's going to get hurt. And so his mission was to sink the ship so that they'd get the insurance money on it, the full insurance money on it, because the insurance company would think it was the brand-new Titanic, not the damaged Olympic. So the thing that's the killer is when you send out, you know, Ballard goes down there and sends the, you know, unmanned vehicle down there. He sees that the rivets on the Titanic plaque have fallen away, and there's etched underneath the letters L and M. So Robert Ballard knows the truth. He knows that the Titanic is not down there, yet he's not saying squat about it.
Okay, so
which is a lack of integrity on his part.
Are you saying that James Cameron doesn't know the truth?
He may not, but I don't like James Cameron. I mean, just being honest with you, he did the movie, with knowing this probably, and he's got the Avatar movie. He just seems like he's a totally new age kind of guy. So I have to go with his ex-wife and get away from that guy, you know.
He's definitely sort of a messenger, if you will, in my view, from the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
It's very likely, I believe he has Cameron is an Illuminati last name, and there's a whole bunch of research done in that regard by Peter, what's his name? Peter Moon, who mm-hmm. got involved in publishing the Montauk books. But that, you know, I digress there. But at any rate, the point is that the reason I brought up, Cameron and the Titanic movie is because Cameron also has amazing, underwater vehicles, and he did go down to the actual, mm-hmm. you know, wreckage and so on. So it seems to me with the kind of divers and expertise he had, if you're saying they could uncover initials that would reveal what you say is the RMS Olympic,
mm-hmm.
that's really sort of gangbusters information, and if he did not go public with that, then he's basically in on the secret.
Well, right. I mean, you know, it's a lack of integrity on his part, and I don't think it makes the story look bad, but it just sets the precedent that if they lied about this, then what else are they lying about? So that's probably where that comes from, that they don't want to admit a mistake, you know, and make it look like an honest mistake. I don't think it's an honest mistake.
The link up with the Astor family and the Federal Reserve is particularly, let's say, on point with some of the stuff that's going on right now with regard to the Federal Reserve, right?
Right.
And so that's a very interesting twist. I do like your parallels between 9/11 and the Titanic. I think that there is something to be said for parallels in that way. In terms of symbolism and so on.
Well, so one of the things that I would like people to start looking at it, look at Revelation of the Method and now the new idea here, the taboo stealth indicators, what they won't talk about, even if it would make a great Hollywood movie and make them a lot of money. The audience out there should start looking for TSIs and Revelations of the Method, and then they'd be able to see the similarities. In the case of 9/11, no one was supposed to get hurt. But also you notice that there were some switched passengers on the Titanic that didn't take the ship. Well, you see that on 9/11, too. People that, like Barbara Olson, probably faked their death on 9/11.
That's very interesting. Okay, we'll be right back with Mike Sparks.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steadied above $1,600 on a weaker dollar as investors pondered economic data. Gold last traded at $1,609 an ounce. James Bullard, president of the St. Louis Fed, told Bloomberg last week the Fed was very close to its inflation target, reports Bill Fleckenstein at MSN Money. But Bill ponders, knowing the government is doing the calculating, what a complete joke the consumer price index is in capturing the true cost of living. Is there any doubt how this experiment will end? Do people really think that while the Fed has a printing press, the inflation rate has any chance of having a minus sign in front of it? Will the Eurozone crack up before the European Central Bank panic, or will the ECB panic first? We'll just have to see. But in the end, all roads lead to money printing, debased currencies, and inflation, writes Bill, until the printing press is taken away. More at SwissAmerica.com. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. And I just want to say before we continue with you, Mike, we're getting a lot of feedback on something I posted on my blog from this Indian so-called mystic called Nithyanandananda. I guess mm-hmm. I'm not sure how you say it. Anyway, the information is absolutely correct. I hate to break it to you guys. If you meditate, you'll know that it's correct. I don't give a shit what he does for a living. I don't care if he's the biggest fraud out there. It's still correct. So you just have to deal with it. He's talking about a scientific, it's really more science than metaphysics, in a sense, what he's talking about, what happens during meditation, what happens in 2012, and what's happening is a sort of energetic component to 2012 and what's happening to our physical bodies as we move into the next dimension. So I really don't care what he's known for or not known for. None of that matters. What matters is whether the information is correct. People gotta be able to separate the messenger from the message. It's really important. Anyway, to get back to where you were at, Mike, and maybe this pertains to in some ways to where you're coming from. It's all very interesting what's happening right now, the dynamic out in the so-called real world that we're dealing with. People are kind of like losing it and going kind of like off the deep end, I think, when they get triggered very easily.
Well, the thing is that they're expecting mom and dad to be provided by the bureaucracy of their nation state. They need to grow up and be like, you know, Jimmy Stewart, George Bailey, Wonderful Life, James Bond, Ian Fleming. They need to stand there on 2 feet and realize that James Bond is real, but the world we live in is full of scoundrels who are going to pretend like they're our friends, and they're really not.
Well, exactly. Plus, I mean, I have to say that you can't throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You can get information mm-hmm. from the most unlikely of places, and I have said that all along in Camelot. Believe me, if we didn't pay attention to when people give us information and we just decided only to listen to people that supposedly have the stamp of approval from society, PhDs or whatever kind of nonsense, we'd be nowhere and we'd be basically in the ranks of the Illuminati at this time.
Well,
you have
right.
to see beyond the veil. That's what it's all about.
And
yeah, but in a military intelligence operation, we don't do that. We take all sources of information, and then we start plotting it on a board looking for patterns, pattern analysis. So if the guy comes in and he's a drunk and he says, I saw, you know, this guy and he was planting an explosive in this guy's door, which happened just today, right? The drivers drove by this Iranian scientist and put a limpet mine on the side of his door. You know, if the guy's a drunk or if he's, you know, a beggar, you can't afford to say no. You got to take all information, factor it in, and then filter it, and then try to look for see if a picture emerges.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but the fact is, well, in my view, that the people that are telling the truth nowadays are most likely to be painted with, you know, any kind of stigma and whatever kind of mind control and messed with in every which way, because those are the people that the Illuminati fear the most. They're the ones who are able to find the truth. So of
right,
course,
their character assassinating Ian Fleming for years.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So they're going to frame them. They're going to put them up on charges. They're going to mind control them so that they go offline. So even if they had a spark of truth in them to begin with and they were on the right track, you know, even like Tesla, they're going to take them offline eventually just so you won't believe what they're really telling you. That's the game. Hello, you know?
Right. Well, they will take you and co-opt you if you're willing. They'll say, look, we've got compromising information about you here, here, here. And then they'll try to blackmail you. And that's what you have to assume is the opposite. If they're trying to find dirt on honest people to stop the James Bonds and the George Baileys of the world, then you know that the people who are in power are dirty. They've corrupted themselves in some way to get to power. So the thing that pops in my mind is like Michelle Bachmann. What's wrong with her if she became a congresswoman? Or Rick Perry. You know, I already know Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney are dirty. But you know what I'm trying to say. You have to assume the opposite. So it's, again, it's a taboo stealth indicator. Just because you don't have the dirt on them, you have to know that the Illuminati have allowed them to become powerful. So you have to assume that they probably did go to these Bohemian Grove meetings where they do these demented sacrifices and stuff. And so that's where James Bond is real comes in. People need to realize that these things are possible. It's not a fantasy. And if once the most popular figure in the literary world, which is James Bond, people realize that he's for real, that could spell curtains for the Illuminati because people will wake up and stop being, you know, in denial. They'll say, hey, wait a minute, that guy's on a motorbike. He's got an Olympic mind. It looks like a magnet in his hand. You know, what's he going to do with that magnet? It's probably an explosive. You know what I mean? They have to realize that we're living in the 21st century. Now, it's amazing that people are still in denial when we have cell phones. They can put these cell phones in their ear all the time. That's pretty amazing. That's like right out of Star Trek. But they seem to think that we live in a hee-haw kind of world where people just run around with a straw in their mouth. Come on now. If they want to make somebody die, they can make it look like an accident. And so that's one of the things that we propose in the book is that possibly Ian Fleming was knocked off with a heart attack, which is the easiest thing to instigate. And, of course, he did live an excessive lifestyle. So if you're a whistleblower, it behooves you to try to be as healthy as you can so at least that narrows down their choices of how they could try to kill you. You know what I mean? Like a self-defensive kind of posture here. You don't want to be doing things. And if I was a politician, I wouldn't fly in airplanes. I think airplanes have killed more politicians than anything. And it's just too easy to have the plane crash and people are just so, you know, unaware of how planes operate. Ah, yeah, it's mechanical failure. No. I think politicians should stay away from airplanes. If you're a good politician and you're trying to do something good, they're going to try to knock you off with the airplane crash. And the other thing is, you know, today we had the people coming to Haiti and their plane developed engine trouble and they deployed a recovery parachute. Knowing what I know about the Illuminati, and they want to kill people, they want to see a lot of people die, I find it funny that when a family of four crashes and burns up in an airplane crash, I contact the Associated Press and I say, do you know that there's a recovery parachute that could have saved their lives? They won't do the story. They will not do the story. The mainstream media will not see a tragedy and then do some investigative journalists and say, hey, this could have been prevented. They won't do it. But today we had a couple, a father and a daughter, that were flying to do some Haiti relief. Their plane developed trouble, and they had a recovery parachute. They deployed the parachute. It saved their life. They landed in the water, you know, softly, and the parachute acted as a giant, you know, marker for the rescue forces to come to them. Do you think that they're going to do a little segue where it says this recovery parachute's built by, you know, ballistic recovery systems in Minnesota? No. They say they were saved by a NASA parachute. See, the Illuminati always want to point you to the bureaucracy, that if something good happens, that the mother bureaucracy did it. No, they did not. NASA did not make that parachute and offer it for sale and put it in private pilots' hands in their airplanes with great effort. That was somebody else that did that. So you see what I'm trying to say, that if you know what the Illuminati's goals are, it won't surprise you that you can't get them to do something decent, and instead of just whining about these people dying, say, why didn't we put a recovery parachute on every private plane? If you have a private plane, you must have a recovery parachute on it. You know, use the law to save people. Well, it's because the Illuminati don't want people to not die. They want about 6 billion people to go away. Now, once you can get that in your mind and keep it in the back of your mind what their goals are, then it won't surprise you why, that when you have a good idea that will save lives and save money, they're not interested in it.
Absolutely. Well, at this point, what I was wondering, Mike, is whether you're paying any attention to what's going on in terms of what's called the NDAA, the National Defense Act, that was just recently passed.
Yeah, I looked at it, and it's wrong. It's trying to expand the global war on corporate error to here in the United States, because they don't have enough to do overseas, so they're trying to keep their racket going. And it's an unconstitutional act, the bill. We should not have anything to do with it.
Okay, and this just gets wrapped into basically what appears to be a sort of Nazi agenda that they seem to be rolling out one step at a time. The next step would be some kind of a false flag, and I hear you saying that you want to prevent that at all costs. I'm wondering,
right,
are you in touch with people back channel who are part of the military? Because I know you're working for, I mean, people should know that you are working for what you might call an aerospace company. Is that how you would classify the company you work for right now?
Well, I wouldn't call it aerospace, more ground-based. But the thing is that right now the military could best be represented, you know, the people in uniform, they like Ron Paul. They may not know exactly what went wrong on 9/11, and they have a tendency to try to blame Israel for everything, which is a typical knee-jerk reaction. But they do know that it stinks, and they don't want us to be, you know, going overseas for oil or drugs. So they want us to withdraw back here to the United States and stop this racketeering. So the military people are aware that they need another false flag attack and possibly an entirely new enemy. So right now they're trying to instigate something with Iran, but as we know, Obama cannot afford a war with Iran between now and November. Now, if he gets reelected, then all bets are off.
Okay,
what I mean?
Well, you haven't apparently heard any of the rumblings that he may be somehow removed from office sometime in these next couple months that I've been hearing.
Yeah, I've heard the rumblings, but I mean, you got to look at it from his point of view. His cards are, you know, still on the table. You know, he's not revealing his cards, but he can't afford a war with Iran. And, you know, if he gets removed from office for whatever the reason, you know, Biden will take over, you still have that power group still in charge. It's, I think, the rival power group that's trying to get in charge using the, you know, anti-Obama vote. And so you look at Romney, and he just absolutely...
I think it's a rival party. I mean, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans are both on the, you know, they're headed at the same, you know, by the same sort of snake with two heads, so to speak.
Yeah, but the two heads are at rivalry with each other. I described it in the book. The Illuminati that is liberal is the Rothschild Illuminati, the European based, and you got the Rockefeller Illuminati, which is right wing, is based on fascism, you know, work till you drop, go to foreign wars, you know, die as a hero. It's a national myth kind of thing. So the people have to realize that, thank God, that evil is not united. Evil does have two rival forms. And I just think in the next election, if Ron Paul doesn't become the American, you know, Republican candidate, which I don't fully trust Ron Paul, there's some things I disagree with him on, but if you don't have somebody who tries, at least looks like he's clearly different, like Ron Paul, it's Mitt Romney versus Obama. I just think this next election, everyone should just deliberately vote for somebody else and say, look, this is a vote showing we don't agree. We don't agree with the two-party system, which doesn't give any power to anybody that gets any vote less than 50.1%, and that we're not going along with the social contract. The social contract has been broken. This 9/11 lie is still festering. It was not properly investigated, and the real purpose brought to justice. So until that's done, we're not going to go along with this phony war on corporate error, because
it's not been established. In sort of writing the book you're writing and being doing the kind of job you're doing, and being something of a thorn in the side of the military. In other words, you call yourself a futurist, but I'm sure that that doesn't win you any friends. How is it that you think you're able to keep doing your work without being interfered with?
Well, because they basically, people in uniform reply positively to what I'm doing, because they can say, yes, if we fight the war more efficiently, we will save my buddy's lives, my life, my limb, and we will be a strong country. It still continues with being patriotic. It's just being patriotic in an efficient way. And I think the people in the military understand it. They understand that they can be sent on a fool's errand, and that patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel. When the person uses patriotism, it's usually a scoundrel is trying to con you into something. That there's a subtler form of military operation that's a racket, and that we need to go with a professional way of doing things, and we won't be the pawns of the politicians. If the politicians say go to Afghanistan to go kill these al-Qaeda, first, the American military men at the top, three stars and above, and they just say, look, you need to prove that these guys actually did it. If it was the World War II generation, they would have said, look, there needs to be a full investigation, grand jury, you call people to the witness stand, you bring Ted Olson on, ask him why he was lying about the cell phone calls he couldn't have had. You shake the tree and you get to the truth. You don't just jump to conclusions. But over time, Americans who have weak egos want to believe in this mythical America, on the favored side of God and everything. America is only God favored as long as we're being godly, as long as we're doing good things. So the minute we start doing evil things, the endorsement's over.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, if there's anybody who has questions, please send them in.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
BusinessAmerica.com reports gold prices rushed above $625 an ounce on bargain hunting in a weaker dollar today. Gold last traded at $1,632 an ounce, silver at $29.94. Well, I see the new Kansas City Fed president is worried about instability of the Fed policy, and author and futurist Lowell Ponte thinks we must put the golden handcuffs back on politicians. He was a guest on a Butler on Business radio show today. Lowell reminded Atlanta listeners that since Richard Nixon took the U.S. dollar off the gold standard, the cost of living is now 40 times higher than it was in 1971, and that's as measured in relation to the price of gold. This inflation deception is clearly seen in higher prices, although it's masked by higher income, says Ponte. Face it, warns Ponte, politicians will never stop going in debt. Perhaps the best we can do is slow them down. We should expect massive taxation and massive inflation. More at SwissAmerica.com. Or toll free at 800-289-2646.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out with me, John Zaskota, on Stranger Advice. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio.
Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Mike Sparks about Ian Fleming and other sort of topics related to the Illuminati, what's really going on here on planet Earth. Okay, Mike, right before the break, you were slightly interrupted, and I wonder if you want to go into any other areas that perhaps haven't been talked about here, or
yes,
basically wrap up your sort of kind of your points that you made in the first hour of our discussion.
Yeah, I want to wrap up with a list of possible topics, you know, taboo stealth indicators. I want to read off these and so that the readers and listeners can keep them in mind. Why are they not making a Hollywood movie about these areas? So, one, 9/11 was done by the U.S. government as a false flag attack. Two, UFOs are actually human anti-gravity craft, not ET craft. Three, the Nazis surviving World War II in good order and in underground bases in Norway, Antarctica, etc. Four, the religious occult connections to ETs and UFOs. Five, U.S. government and other nation states fighting or cutting deals with the alleged ETs and UFOs. Six, U.S. government and other nation states trafficking drugs to depopulate the weak. Seven, high technology capabilities of pre-flood mankind civilizations. Eight, Bible-believing Christians confronting a demon, UFO, or ghost and commanding it to go. Nine, the biblical explanation of who the ETs are being honestly considered, you know, other than just a mocking kind of way. Ten, of course, Ian Fleming was a spy. He was an intel head, a commando during real-life operations. So I give 10 possible TSIs that you'll see that Hollywood never makes a movie about these things. You always got the people going to the haunted house, and they get pushed around by these demons. Nobody offers to break open a Bible. You know, I'd like to see that happen. And that put an end to the shenanigans real quick. So if you don't even believe in that kind of stuff, you know, what have you got to lose from a tactical perspective? You know, throw the kitchen sink in, you know. If it works, don't knock it.
Yeah, try anything. Well, I appreciate that. Okay, well, at this point, I'm not seeing any questions that are clearly delineated in the chat, and we do have open phone lines if anyone wants to call in. It kind of looks pretty quiet out there. I'm not sure if people are just too busy with other things that they're chatting about. I put the chat link here in our Skype mic so that you can sort of check that the chat as well. Unfortunately, what happens with chat is sometimes it follows the show and sometimes it doesn't. So it can't necessarily be depended on as a great source.
Well, I have a question for the listeners. How's that? How about that?
Sure.
I'll ask them a question.
Sure.
It'd be like a thought experiment. Are there any Hollywood movies out there where the so-called aliens land and they secretly meet with a nation-state official and then they cut a deal and having it presented as, you know, historical fact, like Eisenhower met with, the E.T. supposedly at Palm Springs, et cetera, et cetera.
Well,
the closest movie I remember seeing that was that movie with Martin Sheen in it. And it was about Roswell. That was the title of it. But it made it look like the alien interface with James Forrestal, and he's the one that had the heart attack, so to speak.
Okay, well, I would say the most recent one would be The Event. I don't know if the people in the chat would agree or if anyone wants to call in and answer your question from their point of view. A person who is answering on the chat says they live is their answer.
Mm-hmm. So check and see what the they live reveals. Because I remember in They Live, it was you put glasses on and you can see the actual alien, being is masquerading as a human. And then in that movie, you're right, I think they did cut a deal and said you can go run around and do that. But it was always in a fictional kind of way, so it's not threatening to anybody. It's not a factual, non-fictional presentation, like 1954, such and such, such had happened. It's always, well, wouldn't that be kind of interesting? And then, you know, you put the glasses on and you see the bad guys and you go kill them. You know, like it's a John Carpenter movie.
About The Event. Are you not familiar with the recent television show, The Event?
Mm-mm, no.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, in The Event, the whole premise of it is the President of the United States makes a deal with a group of off-world visitors. And
mm-hmm.
they come in humanoid-looking bodies and so on and so forth. I suppose V could also qualify the recent, remake of V. Again,
right, and
both of those were on television very recently.
Well, that will show you, but that's what the Illuminati's got up their sleeve. You see, if they're not using it as a TSI, then they're going along with the Von Braun, Carol Rosen warning that the human threats aren't enough. So what they're doing is conditioning people to a supernatural, metaphysical event. That's what I'm worried about. That they're going to have to go like a bigger fix for a drug user. They're going to have something more shocking and scary.
Well, are you familiar with the old version of V?
Yes, a little bit. I used to watch it in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the newest version of V has them acting, looking, more beautiful or as beautiful as humans, and acting like the best manners that you could possibly desire in every which way, and as though they're the kindest, most thoughtful people on earth, and they're the visitors. And they're salesmen. They sell their product, and they basically take over humanity through, killing them with niceness, in my view.
Well, it's definitely got a right-wing message there that's saying that, being nice is bad and it's going to sucker us in. But the idea that these people are representing somebody else and they're wearing a false flag, so to speak, means that we need to have some kind of false flag detector. And so what I wanted people to do is think, okay, if mankind is represented by these bureaucracies, then something metaphysical is going to happen it's going to happen, obviously, with a world leader, you know, like the President of the United States, President of Russia, President of China, you know what I mean, where the major population groups are. And so when I was doing my research for this report, this chapter, apparently this bearded Maitreya Antichrist-type guy has supposedly appeared to a crowd in Kenya and is reported to have even met with Bush Sr. And former President of Russia, Gorbachev, said he could put his name in public that he's in favor of this guy. Now, the thing, the warning I want to get out to people is that evil can materialize. A lot of people, especially in the Christian world, say, well, God's got these guys on a short leash, and they can't do anything tangible. So if you get a fragment from a UFO, it's extraterrestrial. That's not true. Supernatural entities can make material things, because you've got proof of it right here, that this Maitreya guy, a guy in a beard, appeared before a crowd, got in a car, drove off, and then walked out of the car, dematerialized. You can't underestimate the enemy is what I'm getting, and you can't put this stipulation that if something is physical, that it's genuine. The forces of evil are able to make physical things.
Well, I mean, there is a whole sort of thing about antichrists, and they're going to be trotting out a lot of antichrists. I've got several antichrists, sort of Manchurian candidate antichrist types that are supposedly being groomed by the Illuminati. In fact, on a certain level, Leo Zagami qualifies in that regard. And basically, there's going to be a whole push this year in that direction, from what I'm told. And this Maitreya is just one of many.
Well, I was just saying that when they appear, the thing to do is break out your Bible. You start reading Bible verses, pretend like you don't agree, okay? I'm telling you, you will get a reaction. In other words, you can say, I don't agree with the Bible worldview. But if you read this stuff to them, they shouldn't get pissed off at you. I know from personal experience that you deal with these demonic entities, and you start reading the Bible to them, they don't like it. They don't like it one bit. Now, if they're from Alpha Centauri or some planet out there, What is some Bible about some people running around in loincloths going to mean to them? It shouldn't matter to them. They should smile and say, that's interesting. They don't. It's a way of a litmus test. It's a way of cutting through the BS. And so I'm concerned that in this world of the metaphysical and paranormal, we don't have any Davids, you know, with slingshots here, throwing biblical phrases at the giant when he appears. When the giant appears, we need to start slinging some Bible verses at him, because they ain't going to like it. It'll show their hand, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's an interesting approach. I will say that a lot of this stuff are thought forms, and because they're thought forms, they react to other thought forms that are anti-thought forms, if you will. And so that, you know, the Bible and the influence of Jesus Christ in that sense, sets itself up as a counter thought form, and so there is some positive power behind behind Jesus Christ and his name. So this is probably the root of where they're having a problem. Unfortunately, a lot of the Bible was written by the Illuminati, and so a lot of it is basically just right up those people's alley, those demons.
Well, that's what I mean. You'll see what their reaction is if they start quoting verses back. But there are verses that are selectively chosen. Then you know that you've exposed them.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Do you want to just give your website out one last time here?
Yeah, go to jamesbondisforreal.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Mike. I enjoyed talking with you, and hope people will visit your website, take a look at your books, and purchase them. Listen to our James Bond is Real. It is still available on Camelot. Help support Camelot and keep this work happening. Have a great, great night, all of you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh,
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeleyte water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
Well, you ever hear about this country? It's our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices steadied above $1,600 on a weaker dollar as investors pondered economic data. Gold last traded at $1,609 an ounce. James Bullard, president of the St. Louis Fed, told Bloomberg last week the Fed was very close to its inflation target, reports Bill Fleckenstein at MSN Money. But Bill ponders, knowing the government is doing the calculating, what a complete joke the consumer price index is in capturing the true cost of living. Is there any doubt how this experiment will end? Do people really think that while the Fed has a printing press, the inflation rate has any chance of having a minus sign in front of it? Will the Eurozone crack up before the European Central Bank panic, or will the ECB panic first? We'll just have to see. But in the end, all roads lead to money printing, debased currencies, and inflation, writes Bill, until the printing press is taken away. More at SwissAmerica.com. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.